Hello, beautiful lights. I am your host, Kimberly Barrett. Welcome to the Sharing Love and Light Show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet. I am a psychic medium, quantum energy healer, and intuitive coach here to help you experience light and love. On this show, I will help you tap into your personal power and shift your energy so you can step into your life's purpose and manifest your dreams. I believe that love is not a verb, it is a state of being. Stay with me for the next hour and unlock the quantum energy gifts that are already in you. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show starting now. It's your host, Kimberly Barrett, and you're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show on Transformation Talk Radio. If you are watching on Facebook Live or YouTube, feel free to leave an emoji or a comment. Let us know you are here. And don't forget to like and subscribe. So I know 2 episodes ago, we were talking about the three I's. And then in the last episode, we talked about dealing with these big emotions that come up in the moment. And I asked my guides this week, I was like, I'm going to go on a little sabbatical from Transformation Talk Radio, just a sabbatical. I'm not going to be gone too long. And I asked my guides, what am I going to do in this last episode? And they said, wrap it up. And it is the summer solstice tonight. So that's another thing that we're going to do is a nice meditation in the last segment to kind of bring in this summer solstice. So if you're driving, this is being recorded. And I strongly suggest if you're driving and listening to this, to wait to do the meditation until you're in a stable, safe place that you can sit and do the meditation. So tonight, what I really wanted to talk about is really the name of the show in a lot of ways. And I started the episodes with that. It's the Sharing Love and Light Show, Consciousness and Vibration on the Planet. And what I'm talking about with the consciousness and vibration of the planet really lines up with tonight being the summer solstice. So I'm going to bring in my guides a little bit. I am a psychic medium. I do channeling quite often, and I do have a lot of messages coming in. So what I tell people ahead of time is take what you like, leave the rest. These are general messages. So take the ones that land on you that are meant for you. Leave the rest behind. I know that there are some listeners out there that listen to the Sharing Love and Light Show. I'm getting a strong sense that there are some people that need to hear some of this that's going to come through. So we've talked a lot about being spiritual beings who are projecting out into this energy environment. So we're kind of like energy infinite. I'm thinking of Brian Ridgway. He wrote the book Break Your Self-Help Addiction and talks a lot about being energy beings. We are infinite, unlimited energy projecting out into an infinite, unlimited environment. And when he talks about that, it really resonates with me that we are these energy beings. I'm starting to see the world through the eyes of energy. How am I using the energy? How is the energy affecting me? And what is the current energy and weather that we're in? Many of us, you know who you are very aware that we raised our hand and said, I'm going to come to this time space reality and I'm going to help. In what Lori Ladd, she can be found on Instagram, on YouTube, I think also on TikTok, and she has a Patreon. She talks a lot about we are here collectively shifting the consciousness and the vibration of the planet into this new energy. So we are really shifting into a new energy at this time. Some of us are really feeling the energy shifts. Some of this can be, you know, really good feelings, and sometimes it can be what I was talking about last week, that as all of this light and this light energy and these higher vibrations and frequencies start flooding in, it's shining the light on the shadows. It's shining the light on the stuff that's been there. I usually describe it as like you haven't been in your basement in a couple of years, and you go down there and you turn on the light, and the light shines on all the stuff. You know, there's dust everywhere. There might be mildew, maybe a flood that you didn't realize happened. The rats scatter, the roaches scatter, right? So there's like stuff that we don't want to look at, stuff that we don't want to see. And yet the more the light comes in and the higher vibrations come in, what it's doing is it's like shining the light on it so we can heal it, shining the light on it so we can see whatever our truth is about it. The guidance that I receive, we are going into an energy level where there's more than one truth, so to speak. There's like the oneness truth and the like ultimate truth. So to, you know, I'm saying so to speak, this is the words that are coming through to me. So whoever needs to hear it, there is this oneness that we come from. There's like this ultimate, I can't find the words for it, energy that we come from that is divine, it's unconditional, it's loving. Any words I put to it just doesn't give it what it is. And it is an energy that any of us and all of us are tapped into. And what we're doing is we're waking up into this conscious contact with that energy. So as we start to awaken and we have that conscious contact with that energy, they're showing me that like more and more light's flooding in to this particular time-space reality. This, they have all kinds of analogies for it. It's almost like we're in this game of life and we're being up-leveled in the game. And so there's like, you know, new ways of doing things, new ways of thinking about things. And a lot of the old stuff isn't going to work. You're going to have to do things in a new way. And then they're also showing me that this is a school for learning. And some of us have come in. I think I was told that anyone that comes into this earth plane existence is coming in, many of us with master's degrees. And some of us are getting PhDs, is the way that it's described. And spiritually is what I'm talking about, in how to work with energy and how to shift your energy. So what we start talking about is this whole concept of like third dimension and fifth dimension, right? And then I love my friend Craig. He had interviewed me on his show, Craig Richardson. And he said, you know, people talk about going from 3D to 5D. What in the world is 3D? What's 5D? And isn't there a four in between? And I said, yeah, we're talking about energy and consciousness, and we're trying to use human, like for me, human American words for this whole like dynamic energy system. So a lot of times when the messages come through me, they come through in the form of, sort of like analogies and concepts and ideas about it. my understanding is if you're coming from a third density type of consciousness, and I tell people, I'm not talking about like third dimension in quantum physics. That's a completely different thing. And I like to use the word density for that reason, that it's coming from this level of consciousness where we're not connected to the divine or God or whatever, you know, you use the term for, that you're really not connected above and below, below being connected to the earth. A lot of us are really disconnected from the earth itself. And my understanding of energy is everything is energy vibrating at a different level of, you know, frequency and vibration. And we are all connected. And it blows my mind when I start channeling these things, because they start giving analogies of, you know, none of this is really real. If you study Course in Miracles, a lot of it is kind of like consciousness technology to discover that nothing really has meaning except for the meaning that you put on it. So I encourage people, if you're interested in learning about shifting in that type of consciousness, check out the Course in Miracles, A Course in Miracles. And I know that Marianne Williamson, one of the authors, she wrote A Return to Love. She talks about that a lot, that the idea is we are putting our conscious thought into things, and then thought becomes things in a way. They're showing me, they're like, we're really doing this in a short kind of dumb it down thing, that our thoughts become reality. And part of third dimension is not understanding that at all, thinking that your body's real, that your thoughts are real, over-identified with the thoughts and over-identified with the body, connected to any type of higher power or God, maybe knowing there's a God and yet seeking it outside of yourself, not really being very connected to the earth, and also being in some lower frequencies and vibrations. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in the next section. There's a great book that was a lot of research that was done called Power Versus Force. And they talk about levels of consciousness and the different feelings. I know Abraham Hicks, who's channeled by Esther and talks about law of attraction, talks about the same thing, that there are different levels of consciousness that our thoughts create, how we feel, that we are creating our reality, and that we are also collectively creating our reality. So just letting you know, that's what we're talking about this evening. I've been channeling, and I think I need to wrap it up and take a quick break. We will be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light show with me, Kimberly Barrett. Before we get back into the topic, I want to remind you how you can contact me. I can be reached through my website, sharingloveandlightshow.com. You can also get a free ebook from me at http://, I don't know why I'm reading that whole thing. It's actually the website, Kimberly L. Barrett, that's spelled BARRETT.com/ebook download. So if you want a copy of my free ebook, it's about the three I's, which is intuition, intention, setting your intentions, following your intuition, and taking inspired action. It's a beautiful tango in life. So check it out. Let's get back to this topic, shall we? I can tell it's the summer solstice today, and it's pretty hot out here in Knoxville, Tennessee. So coming back to the show, I'm talking again about, we're doing this major shift on the planet in the vibration and consciousness on the planet. And I think I've talked about this before, shifting from this third dimension to kind of like a, or third density to kind of like a fifth density consciousness. What that really means is that you're going to change the way you see things. It's kind of like if you're down on the beach, you see the ocean from the standing in the sand view, and that's all you can see. And then if you, you know, I'm thinking about in California, you climb up a large flight of stairs and then you're up on the hill and you look down at the ocean and you have a different view. You can see a lot more and you see the same beach from a different angle, a different perspective. And the people down on the beach cannot see what you can see, yet you can still see what they saw down on the beach. So that's sort of like an analogy of what it's like when you start to shift consciousness. If someone's not there yet in that shift of consciousness, they cannot see what you're seeing until their consciousness shifts. And it's not a better than or less than, good, bad, right, wrong, any of those judgments. It's just, you know, once your consciousness raises, you see differently. And until you're in that level of consciousness, you're not going to see the way that you're seeing in that other level. So with that said, my guides are just bringing through a lot of different stuff. And I'm like, we have a short period of time to go over this. Really, as that light comes in, how that affects you individually, if you are already pretty enlightened and really living most of the time, mindfully aware, and you've cleared out a lot of your trauma, you have this higher understanding, you're seeing things differently. Maybe you've really tapped into your intuition. You might be someone who has woken up to like a lot of your gifts and your life path, and you've really learned how to manifest really well. That if you are there, you are here to be a forerunner is sort of a word that I use for it and that my guides are using right now. That you are here to really shine your light. We've already anchored it. You're shining your light. Don't worry about anything else around you, because once you get in that level of consciousness, you're not affected by other people around you. It is what it is. And you're just shining your light. And there's an understanding in a fifth dimensional consciousness that you truly are spirit having a human experience. And you truly are energy. And that your thoughts are creating your reality. Your thoughts and your primary level of vibration and frequency. The higher the level of vibration and frequency, if you read Power versus Force, if you are living in fear and guilt and shame, those type of levels of frequency, which many of us can fall into pretty easily, that's the practice and the game of life is recognizing it, seeing it, and then shifting it. There's a lot of healers that are, you know, starting to show up and really get out there and let people know that they're available. I know I'm one of them that people come to see me so that I can clear, you know, certain traumas off of them or clear past lives or raise their vibration or activate them or whatever it is that we're shifting and we're clearing stuff out. They're taking me on many different paths for people that are listening. So bear with me as we go through this journey together. If you are currently in the process of shifting to higher levels of consciousness, do not be surprised if things come up for you. And things meaning that, like, when you look in the mirror of life, you see things you don't want to see there. And you're like, what is that doing there? And as you're raising your consciousness, you recognize, oh, I have this. Mandy Morris is a wonderful coach who talks about energy and manifesting. And she calls it your subconscious programming is running this, you know, like running in the background. So when you're not consciously focused on your visualization and consciously focused on what you've asked for and consciously focused on, you know, staying in alignment with the energy of whatever it is you're manifesting, then that subconscious programming, you know, I love what she says. You are constantly manifesting whether you realize you are or not. It's that we are here in this energy, and we are energy beings, and we have thoughts, and we're creating. And what she is teaching is a lot of what Brian Ridgway is teaching, a lot of other beautiful leaders that are out there. You'll find them if you set your intention and you follow your intuition, you'll be led to anything and everything that you need out there. And what they're teaching is this level of empowerment. And I have a friend also, David Arms, that was on here that teaches that same thing, is, you know, you are a infinite, powerful being, and we've been taught otherwise, and we've believed otherwise, and we're shifting out of that. You know, there's no guilt, shame, or blame here. It's just that there is subconscious programming, and we are all facing it, looking at it, and releasing the stuff that no longer serves us and no longer works for us. We're doing that on an individual level, on, you know, family levels. I know a lot of people are doing ancestor clearings right now. They're clearing out all the ancestor patterns that they've grown up with, clearing out just a lot of different stuff. And really raising the vibration. The more, and this is the thing I talked about in my first episode, the more you raise your own individual vibration, the more you begin to raise the vibration on the planet. And the more of us that raise our vibration and frequency and really genuinely start to get to those higher levels of consciousness and frequency and live in those more often, then the more light there is on the planet and the more people wake up. Unfortunately, and I know a lot of people are saying, you know, look at the things that are going on out in the world. Yes, I see them. Yes, they can appear very terrifying. The suggestions that I've been given, and I say again, take what you like, leave the rest, is, you know, they're saying, like, stay away from the news. Don't watch the news. You've got enough stress in your life when you know, I keep being told to mention, like, when I drive by a gas station and I see the price and I go to put that in my car. And I have been taught to be very reliant on gas in my car. I do have a friend that did buy an electric car. So she, isn't relying on gas in that particular car. However, the majority of us are, and we're watching other prices go up. And if we're in 3D, that third density reality, we're going to see all of that and be in levels of fear, in stress and anxiety and depression and all of those type of things. As you raise consciousness, what you'll discover is if you can keep your vibration and your thoughts and clear out your subconscious programming, you can really alleviate a lot of that in your life. Don't trust me. Test all of this out. That's what my guides say all the time. Go test it. Learn about this stuff. Educate yourself. practice it. I keep thinking of Pam Grout's book. It's called E Squared. And it's a book that helps you wake up to the energies that are available to you and to your ability to tap into those energies and create things that you want. Listening to Abraham Hicks and empowering yourself with that. It's coming to raise your consciousness and your vibration. I'm not perfect at it for sure. And I looked at my life today and I realized that I really live in a much higher level of consciousness than I did 24 years ago, even more so than I did 12 years ago. And I would say even within the last 3 years, my consciousness has been raising. And I have a feeling a lot of you are starting to wake up out there. So we're going to take another short break and we will be back to talk more about this topic. We'll see you soon. Welcome back again. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show with me, your host, Kimberly Barrett. We are on Transformation Talk Radio. Before we get back to our topic, I want to remind you how to contact me. I can be reached through my website, sharingloveandlightshow.com. Make sure you put the show on the end of that. Get your free ebook. It's called The Three I's. And the website is on my host page. It's KimberlyLBarrett.com/ebook download. I'm also offering 20% off of all of my individual sessions for my Sharing Love and Light listeners. So you can check out my website and put in the discount code 20%. Let's get back to the topic. I've been letting go and just allowing my guides to kind of bring messages in. I know a lot of my listeners out there, so I know that it's falling on their ears. And then if you're new to my show, I've talked a lot about a lot of these topics. If you want to go back to some of the recorded sessions, you can do that. I'm really excited about this. I know it's also posted on YouTube and some of the other podcast sites. So if you are listening right now and you're on Facebook Live or YouTube, feel free to leave an emoji or a comment. Let us know we are here. I love hearing from you all. I love your comments. Don't forget to like and subscribe to Transformation Talk Radio. They have a whole lot of wonderful shows, a lot of new shows coming on, and Dr. Pat's show is absolutely fabulous. So coming back to the topic, they're talking a lot about this huge shift in vibration and consciousness on the planet, and they're bringing up this topic around we are energy beings, and as energy beings, it's letting go of thinking about life in terms of sort of like the material reality and shifting consciousness to a level where you're understanding energy. And I think that's one of the things I like about Mandy Morris is because she's a scientist as well and worked with a whole bunch of scientists and has a lot of really great scientific information to back up a lot of what we're talking about as far as brain technology. And how the brain works and the subconscious programming and how if we begin to live part of fifth dimensional consciousness, which I've been experiencing quite often lately, for me, that fifth density, whichever way you want to call it, consciousness, that higher level that we are moving into currently and energetically as a collective, is to really start to come much more often, really present into the moment. And so that's one of the things I love about my other part of my life, which is teaching dialectical behavioral therapy, because Marsha Linehan, who was a social worker, talks a lot about living in the moment. She had discovered Zen meditation and Zen Buddhism and started to learn Buddhism. To me, is the science of the mind, just like Course in Miracles I see as like a science of the mind. And in Buddhism, what they talk about is mindfulness. And I remember a lot of my friends that are in a generation prior to mine talk a lot about how, you know, back in the 60s, if you said mindfulness, people thought you were like absolutely crazy. I can see the shift in consciousness because mindfulness, a lot of people are beginning to really understand and practice and start to do. I highly recommend looking into any type of training and practices. There's lots of apps that you can go to really learn how to be what Jon Kabat-Zinn, he's one of the mindfulness teachers, and also Tara Brach is another mindfulness instructor, is paying attention on purpose in the present moment without judging whatever it is you're noticing. And so that, I think, is the middle pathway between being in that sort of like third density consciousness where, you know, I'm really like caught up in my thoughts and I believe my body's real and I, you know, really believe the story I'm in is 100% real. Then I start to witness. There is that one that witnesses things within me, and I start to discover that there is a true spiritual aspect of me. And that's moving into that more fourth density level of understanding. I understand that in metaphysical terms, that you also have access to what they call the astral plane, where you're starting to interact with your spirit guides and loved ones that have crossed over and start to gain a larger perspective about things. And they're saying, again, take what you like, leave the rest. If my belief system doesn't line up with yours, this is a fifth density type of thinking. It's both and. It's dialectical. It's there's no one right path to get to where we're going, is what I'm being told. And to me, that's a fifth density thing, is that understanding that all of us are really like energy. In the big scheme of things, we're all oneness. We're all in this energy soup together. And at the same time, we are all vibrating at many different like vibrations and frequencies. And it's a transition away from duality. So duality's still there and you see it. It's just you're not caught up in it. I love some of the people that I worked with when I worked for this company called Able To. I worked with a lot of kind of like more aging population, older generations, people that have been around for quite some time. And when we talked about noticing the mind and seeing the mind, you know, they hadn't really been introduced to like the word mindfulness and some of the concepts that the younger generation understand. And as I was describing it to them, they said, oh, you don't want to dwell on those thoughts. You're choosing which thoughts you're going to have. And that's that like next step, where we start to notice what's going on with us, and we're noticing the thoughts that are in our minds, the patterns of thoughts, the patterns of behaviors. We're noticing that we have a body, you know, and that's the kind of transitioning away from third dimension into sort of that like fourth dimension or fourth density kind of consciousness, understanding that there's more to this. I always think of the little singer, or young singer, I shouldn't say little, she's getting pretty tall. The young singer, Grace VanderWaal, because she sings this song, "There's so much more to this." And that's really what we're talking about, that there's so much more to this. And as you climb consciousness levels, I remember listening to a being in the now kind of consciousness person from the past, Ram Dass. And he was well known for writing the book Be Here Now, and then he wrote Still Here. He talked about these levels of consciousness. And I had a tape from one of his, it was like a talk that he was doing. And he was walking us through each level of consciousness. And I remember becoming, you know, like briefly enlightened then as he was taking me through these like different ways of looking at things. And as you go into that higher level of consciousness, you start to understand yourself as energy. You start to understand the others around you as energy. And both, and at the same time, you've chosen to be in this story and like have created these bodies and this personality and these thoughts that you're having. And in that way, you start to recognize that it's your thoughts creating the reality. And I think the biggest shift is in manifesting, where you start to manifest on purpose, where you start to take control of your life and start to recognize that you really do have the power to pretty much create worlds, as Abraham Hicks says. You can create the life of your dreams. I tapped into, you know, and a lot of us have a life purpose and a life path. As you start to consciously wake up, no matter what direction you do that in, I've seen people do that with certain types of meditation. I know my friend Ah does a certain type of Tibetan Buddhist meditation, and it really helps you see all the different levels of consciousness and start to shift yours. And she talks about doing the shadow work. And what she means by that is facing all of those things that aren't working anymore that we need to shine the light on and shift. And I think that's really happening. If you listen to my last episode, I was talking about we're becoming more informed around trauma, because all of us are waking up to the stuff that doesn't work anymore. And some of it was traumatic to the child that it happened to. And we're releasing all guilt, shame, and blame, and starting to just in the moment, release that, in the moment, heal it. And you know, it's just beautiful that we're all really shifting. And if you're not there yet, you know, I keep thinking of, things will happen. And I believe a lot of things are going to happen that to the third density eye looks like the worst thing that could ever happen. And to someone in the fourth density, they're letting go of any judgment and seeing that there might be a lesson in that. Maybe there's things that aren't working anymore. Maybe we need to look at things differently. And in fifth dimension, we're going to come into a consciousness where we're having more compassion, compassion with boundaries, where we're way more community oriented and really living from our heart chakras instead of power games and other things. So that's that channel that's coming through. I hope you got something out of that. We're going to take another little break. And when we get back, my guides want us to go into a little meditation. So we'll see you really soon. Oh, welcome back. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show with me, Kimberly Barrett. Hello, beautiful lights. Again, you can contact me by reaching me through my website, sharingloveandlightshow.com. You can get your free ebook from KimberlyLBarrett.com/ebook download. And I'm also offering 20% off of any of my individual services. So go to sharingloveandlightshow.com. I do intuitive guidance. I do mediumship readings. And I'm also an intuitive life coach. So if you would like to do that, you can go to my website. So coming back, what we're going to do is go into a brief meditation and then wrap it up. So I'm just going to go in and do that for you all right now. Take a moment to pause and notice what's going on inside of you, noticing your thoughts and your feelings, noticing that monkey mind in the background, and also noticing if you're clenching your jaw, if your shoulders are tight, noticing your breathing, and then bringing your attention to some of the outside world by noticing touch. I'm noticing my glasses on my face. You can notice your hair on your head, your clothing. Notice your feet, whatever they're touching, and your hands, whatever they're touching. Really noticing the sounds in the room, all the different sounds, the ones that are close up and the ones that are far away. I'm trying to notice everything with curiosity, a beginner's mind. I don't know what I'm going to notice until I notice it. And really letting go of the judgment. There's a part of us that's the watcher self that's watching and noticing and witnessing. Your mind might be judging, and yet the part of you that's noticing the mind is not judging what it's noticing. And then if you want to follow along for the summer solstice, we'll do a quick grounding by feeling the base of your spine. That's where the root chakra is located. A chakra is an energy system. And you can imagine that you're sending a root down into the earth, grounding yourself with the earth. At the same time, imagine that there's energy coming from above and going into the top of your head. That's where the crown chakra is located, an energy system in the body. When you take a deep breath, you want to feel yourself bringing these energies into your heart. And then when you breathe out, you're going to release anything you no longer need. So breathing in the energies from above and below into the heart and releasing everything. This time, bring the energy into the heart and then send the energy out 6 feet in all directions. So bringing the energy in and spreading it out. Do that 2 more times, bringing the energy in and spreading it out. Bringing that energy in again and spreading it out. And you can set your intention to release all past thoughts in this moment. And then intend to release all future thoughts. Intend to release all of the other thinking. And just bring your attention to your breath. And then if you would like, you can put your hand on your heart and set your intention to feel appreciation and gratitude So just for a few moments, feeling appreciation and gratitude in the heart. If you've been struggling at all today, it's feeling that self-compassion along with that gratitude and appreciation. Offering yourself a little compassion today. And just feel all of that beautiful, loving energy filling up your heart. My guides are stepping in. I've called in the Blue Star technology. And know that as you hear my words and you say yes to receive, you are receiving loving, healing energy in this moment to help you on your life path and in your journey. To set your intention to allow and receive. And then we can collectively set our intention to send out compassion toward our world. Compassion, gratitude, appreciation, and love. And just send these energies out to the world. And as we're doing that, we can set an intention to release greed, to release anxiety, to release the things that are no longer needed and have that cleared. And then to continue to send love and peace, gratitude and appreciation and compassion out to our world. Coming back into your body, wiggling your fingers and your toes, opening your eyes and coming back into the moment. Now remind everyone that this is recorded. So if you do want to go back into that meditation, you can do that. I wanted to leave you all with a summer solstice meditation. To my Sharing Love and Light show listeners, I'm going to be taking a brief sabbatical. I will give you information on my website on Sharing Love and Light show on how you can contact me. If you want to stay in contact, you can also check me out on Facebook and Instagram. And I love you all. I hope that you have a peaceful, loving, compassionate, love and light rest of your summer solstice. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to the Sharing Love and Light Show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet, with me, Kimberly Barrett. Remember, love is not a verb, it is a state of mind. You've spent the last hour experiencing love and light and tapping into the quantum energy that already exists in you. But the journey doesn't stop here. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio as we continue exploring the energetic shifts happening in and around us. With love and light, see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.